From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
오늘의 브로드캐스트, 프레지던트 문 제인 promises 4% economic growth in a public address, marking the beginning of his fifth and final year in office. South Korea's daily COVID-19 cases fall to 463 on fewer tests over the weekend. And the first hearing in a trial on alleged election meddling involving the presidential office opens. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Marking 4 years in office on Monday, President Moon Jae-in held a televised news conference, introducing the blueprint for the remaining year in his term. Moon promised 4% economic growth and herd immunity against COVID-19 before November, while urging North Korea to come back to dialogue. In the first report of our coverage, Kim Bum-soo wrapped up Moon's economic and coronavirus plans.
With a year remaining in his single term in office, President Moon Jae-in says his focus is now on creating a new future beyond the COVID-19 crisis. On the economic front, his blueprint calls for achieving 4% economic growth.
The government will achieve faster and stronger economic recovery. All government capacity will be mobilized and the private sector vitalized so that Korea can achieve 4% growth for the first time in 11 years.
While underlining that the people's active participation in the quarantine campaign enabled the country's faster economic recovery, Moon promised that the government will ensure herd immunity is achieved before November against the pandemic.
My fellow Koreans, please endure a little bit longer. We are seeing the start of the end of the war against COVID-19. As we speed up vaccination, we are getting closer to herd immunity. Herd immunity may not end COVID-19, but it will make it a less dangerous disease, and we will be able to return to normalcy.
In the wake of the ruling party's crushing defeat in the Seoul and Busan mayoral by-elections last month, Moon admitted that his real estate policies have failed and job numbers fell victim to the pandemic. Despite that, Moon's approval rating currently stands at 36% in a recent poll, which is the highest in comparison to his predecessors at the end of their fourth year in office. Moon, throughout the news conference, appeared confident that his administration has faithfully sought to carry out what he described as the call of the times, saying that historians will be the judge of his legacy. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Additionally, on Monday, President Moon refused to give up hope on achieving complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula as part of his administration's peace process. He promised to continue efforts to fulfill the goal of realizing irreversible peace in the region. Bae Ju-yeon reports.
President Moon Jae-in says he will consider his final year in office the last opportunity to move forward from incomplete peace on the Korean Peninsula to irreversible peace, adding that the time has come to take action. Recognizing there were concerns that the U.S. may return to a posture of strategic patience, Moon welcomed the Joe Biden government's close consultation with Seoul during his policy review, as well as his view that letting communications remain stalled for long was not helpful.
Although the entirety of the U.S.'s North Korea policy has yet to be unveiled, I can tell you it nearly matches our administration's direction. For one, it holds as an overarching goal the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It begins on the foundation of the Singapore Declaration, and it aims to seek resolution through diplomacy with a flexible, progressive, and practical approach.
Ahead of his first summit with Biden in Washington on May 21st, Moon pledged to solidify the alliance and further coordinate on North Korea policy so that dialogue between Washington and Pyongyang, as well as the two Koreas, can swiftly resume. The president, however, said he will not hastily seek the resumption of talks, but will mobilize all means when the opportunity arrives for all relevant parties to advance the peace process. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
The two main parties in the National Assembly had opposing reactions to President Moon Jae-in's special address. The ruling Democratic Party's chief spokesperson, Ko Yong-jin, told reporters that the president showed confidence in overcoming national challenges and resolving the North Korean nuclear issue. Ko added that Moon and the ruling party are on the same page, even regarding the goal to develop South Korea into a global hub for vaccines. Meanwhile, the main opposition People Power Party criticized Moon's speech as being far removed from public perception and reality. PPP spokesperson Bae Jun-young said the disparity in perception is unbelievable, and no soul-searching, something the public desired to hear from the commander-in-chief, could be found in the special address. A new survey finds that President Moon Jae-in's approval rating has recovered to the mid-30% range. In a survey of some 2,000 adults nationwide conducted last Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, RealMeter said it found that 36% thought Moon is doing a good job. That's up 3 percentage points from the previous week. Meanwhile, public support for the ruling Democratic Party also saw a jump. Its approval rating came to 30.2%, up 2.4 percentage points from the previous week. The survey had a confidence level of 95% with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.2 percentage points. Daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea fell to the 400s on Monday on fewer tests over the weekend. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Monday that 463 new cases were detected throughout Sunday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 127,772. One more death has been reported, bringing the death toll to 1,875. The first hearing in a trial on alleged election meddling involving the presidential office took place Monday, 16 months after the case was referred to trial. The 15 defendants, which include Ulsan Mayor Song Chol-ho, former Vice Mayor Song Byung-gi, and former and incumbent presidential officials, were obligated to appear at the Seoul Central District Court. They were indicted on charges of violating the Public Official Election Act as allegations arose that the presidential office engaged in unlawful acts in 2018 to help the election of Ulsan's current mayor. Prosecutors believe top office officials gave Song internal government information to help him devise campaign pledges and try to affect the election outcome by tipping police about irregularities involving Song's rival Kim Ki-hyun, the incumbent mayor at the time. Making his court appearance, Mayor Song lambasted the prosecution as politically motivated, calling his indictment far-fetched, and continued to deny all allegations. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 52.10 points, or 1.63% on Monday, to close at 3,249.30. It's the highest ever the KOSPI has closed, breaking the previous record set at 3,220.70 on April 20th. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 14.50 points, or 1.48%, to close at 992.80. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 7.51 against the dollar, ending the session at 1,113.81. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.